Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in another part of Asia, Central Asia. She's getting assurances that the U.S. will have access to military bases in that region. The issue has been a sensitive one ever since Uzbekistan ordered U.S. troops out of a base that's been used in operations in Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary.
Secretary of State Rice started her tour of Central Asia at the Manas Air Base in Kyrgyzstan. It's been an important logistical base for the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan, and Rice wanted to make sure the U.S. continues to have access to it. She won a pledge from Kyrgyzstan's new president, Kurmanbek Bakiyev, that the U.S. can stay as long as military operations in Afghanistan continue. Speaking through an interpreter, Bakiyev said Kyrgyzstan and the U.S. would decide the future of the base together.
That is the term of presence is directly tailored to the improvement of the situation in Afghanistan.
Kyrgyzstan has been under pressure from others in the neighborhood, including China and Russia, to give the U.S. a timetable to leave. U.S. officials say they were pleased to get Kyrgyzstan's commitment in writing. In return, U.S. officials say they will review how the payments are made. Some here have alleged that much of the money went to the son of Kyrgyzstan's ousted president, Askar Akayev. The ouster of Akayev 6 months ago, the so-called Tulip Revolution, was also a key topic during the secretary's one-day stay. Secretary Rice reached out to democracy activists and members of a constitutional reform council, even trying out a bit of her Russian. Apologizing that her Russian was rusty, she switched to English to make her case for democratic change in the former Soviet Republic. She hailed the recent presidential vote as the most free and fair elections in the region's history.
I came here to Kyrgyzstan so that you might know that you will have a steady friend in the United States who believes, too, in democratic values. And that as those democratic values take root here in Kyrgyzstan, relations between the United States and Kyrgyzstan will only grow.
Even among the handpicked crowd listening to Rice, many had their doubts about where the country's democratic revolution is heading. Some described it as a mere coup. And Balat Bakijoyev, a businessman and member of the Constitutional Council, said he's having trouble seeing much of a difference in leadership styles between the ousted leader and the newly elected Bakiyev. Today I don't see any big difference, he says, though I hope there would be. An earnest young democratic activist, Adil Baisalov, though, said he's not ready to give up on the Tulip Revolution or the new president. Baisalov heads the Coalition for Democracy and Civil Society and was pleased to hear Secretary Rice push for constitutional reforms that would weaken the presidency.
We know that power corrupts, right? And we have this absolute power here that can corrupt anybody. But we need to build such a system when there is not one person who, you know, will build a democracy. Democracy takes people.
Kyrgyzstan, he says, is in a difficult neighborhood and needs U.S. support. Rice plans to push her democracy agenda in other former Soviet republics, in Tajikistan and Kazakhstan. But first she plans to visit Afghanistan and possibly Pakistan in the wake of last weekend's devastating earthquake. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.